So what are the potential implications of these findings? We suggest 3 points. Point number one, the indications for palliative radiotherapy based on CT length criteria may probably need to be reviewed. For example, in this country, many centres will not offer radical radiotherapy to patients if the tumour length on the CT was more than 7 or 8 centimetres, suggesting that there may well be a group of patients who are probably incorrectly channeled down the palliative route. Second point is geographical miss. This is an oncological buzz phrase that refers to the exclusion of a segment of tumour from the radiotherapy field. There may well be a number of reasons for this, but one that jumps out of this study is that people do not appear to agree with each other or with themselves on the longitudinal extent of the tumour. And point number three is increased risk of radiotoxicity to important organs at risk. Now, if the apparent length of the tumour is longer than its true length, then the calculated target volume for radiotherapy planning is bound to be bigger, exposing more of the heart and more of the lungs to the toxic effects of radiotherapy.